Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the program out is the one and only the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. There they are. They're in a good mood tonight, I'll tell you. All right, thanks, guys. They are in a good mood. Now, the crowd that you just heard was over at the football game today, and the Bucs scored 48 points and beat the Falcons 48-25, and you might as well say the defense won the game for them because there were two amazing interceptions run back by the cornerback Edwards, and nobody's done that. Nobody's done that except for Rodney Barber, who was an All-Pro and a Hall of Famer, right?
That's right.
And this young man today, he ran back two interceptions, fluke plays, if you ever saw him, for touchdowns, and that gave him the 14 points that on top of the 48. So they actually scored 34, but it was still enough to win.
Very cool.
All right, time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, terrible news to report. They believe that they found the body of the young girl, Gabby Petito, in Wyoming in that park. They're still looking for the boyfriend. They won't know for sure to positively identify her until sometime this afternoon when they do. They have the results of the autopsy and some other things that they're doing. But they're not saying how she died. They're not saying if she was beaten or molested or whatever the deal is. And I think that'll all probably come with the autopsy once we hear about it.
Yes, Captain, that's right. And hearts have just been broken by this terrible, terrible news, and our hearts just go out to her family. There's just no doubt about that, first and foremost. But they were able to have high confidence, unfortunately, that this would be the remains of Gabby Petito, based on the tattoos and so forth that she was known to have. Also, those that were looking for her, they were helped to narrow down the search area by a particular tip from someone who had been in the area and had noticed the van.
Yeah.
And so that helped to sort of narrow the area where they were looking, and unfortunately they came upon this terrible discovery.
And the other thing is we don't know if she was buried or underground, you know, a shallow grave, or a bunch of tree limbs thrown on her, or fell down a cliff, or whatever the deal was. We don't know any of that. We'll just have to wait for the results. All right, well, I'm going to go right to the phone line right away, because on the phone line, we've got Mike in Clearwater. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. All seems to be not well in Democrat land. I think there was something came out today where they were trying to fuse the $3.5 trillion with something else, and I guess the I forget who what the person is or what their position was.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's the parliamentarian.
Right. So they're not going to be able to do it.
No, they're going to do it another way. They're going to do it another way, but go ahead.
But my question to you, Kyle, is, you know, we've been talking about this all along, and they're wanting to, you know, pass the greatest welfare package since the New Deal, but since the parliamentarian said that they can't do it the way they were planning on doing it, and you said there's another way, do we have a shot at blocking this? Because that's way too much money. That's all a bunch of bull that's in that package. And with the inflation and everything else that we're having to go through, we just anything that we can do to stop it, we have to. So what do you say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, let me first explain something here, and this will be news to Mike because he doesn't know this. First of all, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer, when the parliamentarian made the decision that she did, said, well, we'll just do this with the budget. You heard that, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so now they want to tie the budget up because now, and we're gonna talk about this in a little while because it's one of our talking points. They're warning the states that if they screw around with the budget, there may not be any money for the states for some of the programs that they normally rely on federal money for to the states. That's what Charlie Schumer told them.
Well, right, and of course, also talk about arm twisting of people like Senator Joe Manchin and so forth. The Democrats are really running into a wall here of sorts. The unpopularity of the Biden administration is not helping matters. And yes, see, they're in it for everything, and they will blow it all up if they have to.
And,
just like you're talking.
And you hold that thought, because folks, when we come back from this break, I am going to blow the lid off something here in Florida that you are not aware of yet. Mike is not aware of yet. Kyle is not aware of yet. And when I tell you, it's going to knock your socks off. This is fantastic news I'm about to tell you about.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I sure will. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team to make the product. And I've been taking it for just a little bit more than 6 years right now. And I'll tell you, it works for me and it'll work for you too. Now, my problem is pretty simple. Due to the injuries that I suffered at the World Trade Center, I have had a constant problem. And the constant problems with my left ankle, my left foot, and my left leg swelling up and all kinds of aches and pains up and down my leg, shooting nerve pain, all that sort of stuff. Okay, and I was having to take some fairly heavy-duty stuff up until about 6 years ago all the time. And I said, man, I can't keep doing this. It makes me tired when I shouldn't be tired. It sometimes upsets my stomach when that shouldn't happen either. So I ran across Relief Factor. And the best thing that I liked about it was it was all natural. And that's because the combination of the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going right straight to the source of the pain. Now, I've found out in my case, this is me talking now, my ankle would start in, maybe my foot would swell up, maybe my elbow or my wrist, sorry, that I've broken a couple times, or maybe my shoulder or something like that would be aching too, and it would all stop. It would all stop by taking the Relief Factor. I've never seen anything like it. Now, this is me. I don't know if it'd do the same thing for you, but it did for me. Now, this product is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and also supports healthy joints and muscles by speeding the healing process up. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And how you get it started is by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can get started with Relief Factor and see if it'll do for you what it's done for me and tens of thousands of other people. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, I got some people to say hello to.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we want to say hello to Richard the Marine, who was checking in earlier tonight, as well as, I believe, Randall has yep. written in and gave some encouragement to say, keep on doing it, Captain, for your 21 years with this program.
Yeah, and I've actually been on the radio longer because I was a public information officer with the fire department, so I was on radio and television for a couple of years before I actually started with my own show. But anyway, horse of a different color. All right, here we go. You ready for this?
Yep.
The Democrats are really in trouble, and I mean in trouble. In Florida, get this one, folks, Florida Republicans have nearly entirely eroded the Democrats' long-standing voter registration advantage. At its peak, it was 700,000 under President Barack Obama when he won Florida back in 2008. At the beginning of 2021, the lead for the Democrats was down to roughly 100,000 votes. Now, as of last week, that further narrowed to 23,055 over the past 8 months, according to the August numbers posted on Friday. This is simply great and fantastic news. I'm not surprised, Kyle, because I've been telling you, I keep running into more and more people that are telling me they used to be Democrats, but they're not anymore. Their party left them.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes, and according to the Florida Department of State, the Division of Elections, they're posting that about 5,131,000 Republicans are registered, actively registered, and 5,100,000 Democrats. So there you see the difference there, I believe.
Yeah, and the other thing is that this is going on in other states very quietly. And people, the media is not letting the people know that there is a tremendous transition going on right now in some of these questionable states where they and by the way, especially where they had problems with the election.
Well, that's true. And I should correct myself. The larger number I just mentioned was the Democrat Party. The smaller number was the Republican Party. But you're right. This has narrowed down.
23,000.
That's right. So, I mean, talk about bad news for the Democrats. And also a referendum, too, on what's happening right now with the Biden administration. Couldn't be more clear.
So kudos to the Republican Party for doing something, at least, that was right in that respect. Now, again, people want to vote in the primaries and this, that, and the other that are going to be coming next year. So that's another reason why they're doing what they're doing. And that's all. That's all really good. Now, Kyle, the federal government has failed, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He's talking about Del Rio, Texas, where the Texas law enforcement, Texas DPS, and others took action late Saturday to stop the ever-growing migrant crisis in Del Rio, Texas. You know that dam, that bridge they were coming across?
Right.
They actually blocked that.
Yep.
They sat up there with their police cars. They stopped the people from coming over, and when they came this way, they said, go back where you came from. And the small town right now, situated on the southern United States border with Mexico, has got more immigrants in the town than they do people. It's estimated as of Friday there were 14,000 with at least another 5 to 10,000 coming.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, the U.S. continues to send Haitians back to their homeland. On Sunday, they had at least three flights, I believe. But, right, they're crossing or were crossing over the border from Ciudad Acuña, Mexico, into Del Rio. And that's been going on for about 3 weeks.
Well, of course, Kevin McCarthy has called for the National Guard to be activated to help with the Customs and Border Patrol, who are just horribly overwhelmed. And even with the Texas Department of Public Service down there in the border, they're still going to have more people because they're outnumbered. I don't know, it's got to be, there was like 25 or 30 DPS officers trying to hold back several thousand people. That's not going to last very long.
No, it's not. And also, I think it really does point out, Captain, that the Biden administration, the people in the Biden administration, whoever it is, the Biden people there, it points out, I think, that they're under no illusion of what's happening at the border, but yet they don't take any real action. They allow this to, well, you see some of the Haitians being flown home, but generally speaking, they have to be for this chaos that's happening at the border.
Well, here's what McCarthy said on the 17th of September. He said the illegal immigrants, mostly from Haiti, were congregating under the Del Rio International Bridge in Texas. The Biden administration must recognize this for what it is, a national security crisis. As such, he must fully deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help our Border Patrol agents with more resources to control the situation. He goes on to say, recently over 10,000 migrants have surged to the border in Del Rio. There's no coincidence that this is happening as Democrats in Congress are moving to pass legislation right now that would grant immediate citizenship for up to 10 million illegal immigrants. This is a wake-up call to Democrats that their policies are putting American lives in danger and must be abandoned.
Well, certainly, certainly. But, of course, what is the Democrat Party elite really up to? They seem to be up to bringing in replacement voters.
Yeah.
Voters that will vote and try to get them citizens.
Yeah, but surprise, surprise, did you hear what the DHS announced over the weekend?
What was that?
They are starting to expel those illegal immigrants that are under the bridge. They're going to send them back where they came from. That's Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans that make up the group. And the number has increased from 9,000 as of the middle of last week to 14,000 and still growing. They're going to put them on a plane. They're going to ship them back where they came from.
That's exactly right. Overall, though, the general border policy of the Biden administration has been nothing short of a disaster. We've seen so many disasters. My goodness, where do we begin?
Well, the mayor of Del Rio is calling this a stampede.
Right.
Which is true. When you look at the number of people and the number of the small city that's there, the number of people who live in the small city, he's telling the truth.
Well, very much so. And, of course, early on in the Biden administration, Vice President Harris said, don't come. But, you know, she didn't say it very loud or not forcefully. They really didn't mean it, did they?
All right, folks. Hold that thought, everybody. Kyle and I will be right back with more coming right up after this break, bottom of the hour break. And they had the J6 rally over the weekend. They had more cops and reporters there than they had people that showed up for the rally. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An advisory panel voted late last week against recommending COVID vaccine boosters to most Americans. The panel did suggest that people 65 and older and those who are at high risk for serious COVID should receive a third dose of the Pfizer shot. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, tells the CBS News that he believes that recommendation will be expanded in the coming weeks.
You know, we have to see how this plays out over the coming weeks because the data changes every day. I do think it was very significant that the FDA Advisory Committee voted unanimously in favor of offering boosters to people 65 and over and to others who have high-risk exposures like healthcare professionals. So we're starting down that path. They weren't convinced yet that the data required this for younger individuals who aren't at high risk, but I think some of the data we're seeing coming in, especially from Israel, tells me that it's likely that they will get to that point.
This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, you know something? I think I will take it away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's My Pillow. Now, talked to Dawn on Friday, and she was telling me that Mike said to say hello to everybody and give you his best. He's going to be around in Florida again. Don't know when, but apparently he's got another event planned, so we'll have to let you know when that is. And when I find out, I'll tell you. If it's something close enough to me, I'll go to it. Now, the website, MyPillow.com, is loaded with all kinds of stuff for sale by Mike Pillow, or My Pillow, and Mike Lindell. Now, they have a Radio Listener Specials logo link that's right there. If you want to click on that, it'll take you to a page, and you'll see 18 to 20 items, all ridiculously marked down low. And what it says is, to get the price, you have to use a promo code. Well, the promo code is Captain. Captain is the promo code. So whether you're on the homepage to MyPillow.com and you see something there that you like, or you go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see something there you like, use the promo code Captain, and you'll get it, and you'll get it at the reduced price. Now, the phone number, if you want to talk to a live person, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459 if you want to talk to a person to place your order. A lot of people do. They'd rather do that than do it on the Internet. And I get it, and there you go. So that solves that problem. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, 800-641-5459 gets it all going. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, they had the J6 rally over the weekend, and it was supposed to be terrible, and the federal government wanted the National Guard called up, and they had all kinds of police there, and oh, my God, it was going to be awful. Somebody was going to do something, remember?
Right.
And they actually had more police and more members of the press than they had people that showed up for the rally.
That's right.
So, what the hell? Who blew that one?
well, of course, yes. And they'd even put up a fence and everything around the Capitol and so forth. But, yeah, I think even, I think they were very surprised that it was such a small group of people that came out.
Well, let me tell you something funny. Because in the crowd, there were people dressed with cuff shorts, anchor pattern shirts, high and tight haircuts, suede sneakers, chinos, matching $300 sunglasses, no flags and no Trump regalia. Would that make you a little bit concerned?
Yeah, interesting.
They were federal agents.
Yeah.
That were in the crowd. And then they were walking around telling people, oh, yeah, we're here for the rally. This is great. Donald Trump. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Well, all the Trump people over there had their flags or their Trump shirts or hats or something. So that didn't work very well.
Right.
But anyway, the rally some people called FedFest or Entrapment 2021, and even President Donald Trump warned the people not to go.
Yeah, he said either way it would seem like a setup, that kind of thing. So,
well, it was.
Yeah, he wasn't supporting it.
And they arrested one guy who had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a little problem with that arrest.
What was that?
He had a badge, too.
Interesting.
He was an undercover cop, and they arrested one of the undercover cops. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think that there's a similar atmosphere at all as to what it was back in January and so forth.
But they were trying to set some people up so they could once again arrest them. You know, 642 people were arrested on January 6th, and we still don't know what happened to all of them.
We don't, but you mentioned, though, of course, in the crowd this last weekend, there were the federal agents, but, of course, there are the unindicted co-conspirators that I don't think we'll ever know their names, for example, that have to do with the actual January 6th riot and the Capitol incident.
Well,
and but those may have been informants. They may have been other people working on behalf of law enforcement.
It is my understanding, and I don't know who they are, but it is my understanding that the FBI did a lot of talking to a lot of people here in the Tampa Bay area. There was quite a contingent that went up there from down here, and quite a few of them had discussions with the FBI. That's my understanding, and that's all I know about it.
Well, right, and of course, even now, they're still pulling video, and they're still able to try to make determinations about people who did this or that at the Capitol incident.
All right, hold on. We have a caller, I do believe. Let me see here. Yep, I know who this is. Okay, get ready, folks. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business. Let me say something to Hannity, okay? Every time you talk about January 6th, Hannity, you say, all we do is a disgrace. Shut up. You don't even know what happened. The Trump supporters were there, and Antifa and Black Lives Matter got bussed in, okay? George Soros and the Chinese bussed them in. Where are those 642 names? Where are those people at? I want to have Jay Sekulow put those names out there, because I guarantee you, the people that got arrested, they're Antifa. That's why the FBI hasn't released it. When is the last time someone got arrested you haven't put their name out there? Okay? When is it? It doesn't happen. Because this is all contrived, because they don't want you to know that there was Antifa, that these people didn't vote for Trump. Okay? Come on, man. And let me say something. This administration is a disgrace. The Supreme Court said you can't go ahead and bring these people in, but they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about the blacks. They've been pimping you out, okay, since the Democrat Party's been begun. There's a party of the Ku Klux Klan, and they try and blame the Republican when Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves and went to war in the Civil War. Did Joe Biden is better for you than Donald Trump? Wake up, man. Not one person in America should be voting for a Democrat. Not one person. Don't give this clown one freaking dollar, and he's got to go because he killed 13 soldiers, and he doesn't give a doggone. This whole administration's got to go, and Donald Trump's got to be reinstated. This guy's a clown. He's a disgrace, and everything he does is crap. Let's get to work and save our country. Stand up for our cops. How many people died in Chicago this weekend? They don't give a doggone. Wake up, man. This guy should be fired for totally incompetence.
All right, Todd in Tampa, everybody. And Kyle, what'd you think?
Well, yeah, he's definitely, again, very passionate, but I don't know that there's any way to reinstate Donald Trump as president.
That's the problem.
That's not going to happen.
Yep.
And,
So,
but that's why the next election and the upcoming election is so crucial.
If we get control of Congress and we get control, let's say, God forbid, or no, not God forbid, let's say we get a supermajority in the House and a supermajority in the Senate, then if you want to have a constitutional convention, you can do that because you'll have enough people to go along with it, supposedly, by the numbers count anyway. But until we change what's in the Constitution, nobody ever thought we were going to have this problem before, so it wasn't provided for, it wasn't spelled out legally. There's nothing as of the present time that allows us any avenue to do anything other than sue people. But that's not going to change the vote of the Electoral College. Once that's done, that's it.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, the upcoming, as I said, the upcoming elections are so crucial. Again, what we've seen happen with, for example, the misuse of impeachment, it's cheapening everything and of how our system actually functions, unfortunately.
You know, it must really be tough to have to be the baby watcher for Joe Biden and make sure that he doesn't say anything that's going to go totally off the record. But once again, Kyle, he did.
Yeah, I believe he did, yes. What did he say?
He said, we've set a goal that by 2025, our power sector will be free of carbon. And by 2030, 50% of the cars must be electric vehicles.
Right.
Ain't never going to happen. And by the way, that wasn't what his speech said. He went off script.
Right. Well, if he struggles sometimes to figure out what's on the teleprompter and then say it. So that's probably where this came from. And it's no doubt, Captain, that, you know, they actually do cut the feed. This was a thing he was actually supposed to be reading. But if he does go off, then the White House, of course, the other day, they famously cut the feed.
The 50% of the cars being electric thing is never going to happen in 9 years. It is not going to happen. But the worst claim is that in 4 years, our power sector will be free of carbon as a goal. That's silly, and it's just not going to happen. And by the way, anyone with a working brain cell would know that it's a bad statement to make because it isn't even logical or possible. If they tried, it would completely destroy our energy capability and a ton of businesses as well. Way to go, Joe. I'm sure that's not what you want to do because you don't want to destroy the goose that lays the golden egg. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we come roaring back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, thank you very much, Donna. Don up here in Carrollton, Georgia. This is time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J out there. When you see the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the food you buy. And pretty soon it'll be like having your own little bank account because you'll be able to take those points and use them to save on things in the restaurant and things in the store. If you want to save money on fuel, you need to get a Pilot or Flying J fuel card. Now, we are going to rock because we're going to stand on a little shaky ground. This is done by another artist who I haven't played in a while, but this is, let's see, the 1, 2, 3... This would be the fourth one of the group, but here we go. Let's get a little stuff going here.
Yeah.
standing on shaky ground. Now, that's the fourth group in a series of groups. Now, Kyle, who is that?
Well, that sounds like Steve Tyler from Aerosmith. Yeah.
You're darn right. That's Aerosmith, Standing on Shaky Ground. There was a little bonus on one of their albums. And I'll tell you what, that's worth the price of admission right there.
Well, absolutely.
All right, but I'm going to read a weather statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you, because we still got rain, folks. Lots of rain from Nicholas, of all things. It's still raining, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. So let me get started here and read you the statement, so everybody understands what's going on here. Now, heavy rains from the remnants of Nicholas will continue as a threat for additional flooding and flash flooding across the Tennessee Valley all day today. Now, it'll move on because out west in Kyle's area anyway, we've got some critical fire weather conditions that are forecast for portions of the interior California valleys over there. And Monday, also a strong cold front will shift across the central, then eastern U.S. And with it, out right now in the Rockies, there happens to be some snow. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a fire weather conditions that are listing out tonight near Sacramento up through Redding, also in Southern California. We do have a wind advisory a little bit north of L.A., so if you're traveling north into Santa Clarita, Lancaster area, you might find those windy conditions also around Santa Barbara as well if you're traveling up, for example, the 101. But later on in the week, as we head towards the weekend, we might even get some Santa Ana wind conditions as we're going to have high pressure building in. Temperatures will start going back up. But right now, temperatures are going down, especially if you're in the area of Cedar City, Utah, as you come up I-15 through Beaver, through Richfield. Also, now this is going to be east of Salt Lake City up in Park City. You're going to find hard freeze watches going on. So that's very important. Now, these freeze watches also continue over into Wyoming, Rock Springs, Rawlins, Laramie. They've got a freeze warning there. Also north up into looks like Lander and Pinedale. You got those freeze watches going on. Also Idaho Falls, also I believe with the freeze watch going on as well. Let me confirm that for Idaho Falls. It looks like frost advisory is what Idaho Falls has right now. So be careful of that as you're out there, because of course if you're going through the freezing weather, you want to make sure your fuel is right. That freeze warning extends down into parts of northern Colorado as well, and also in southern Colorado near Del Norte and Alamosa as well.
Now, over in Tennessee, from the Mississippi River, east in Tennessee, about two-thirds of the way across the state, east of Nashville, almost all the way to Knoxville. Matter of fact, it might be in Knoxville by the time you get there, whoever's out on the road right now, especially I-40 or I-75. And also the northern part of Louisiana, about 50 miles in from the Tennessee line, and across most of Alabama, to include Birmingham, on down to Montgomery, the western part of Georgia, on down across the central part of Florida on I-75, now west of Live Oak and over towards Jacksonville, maybe moving that way a little bit more. You've got rain, you've got some flooding conditions in there, you've got some flood watches and warnings as well. So be advised of that. That's Nicholas. That's all Nicholas right now that's right there. And then up in Maine tonight, not to be left out, you know, talking about cold weather, temperatures in the 20s up there in Maine between Caribou and Presque Isle up in that area, which is the northern and eastern part of Maine. Now, the other thing, folks, over in the middle part of Texas, actually this is over a little bit further, Abilene, Texas, about a 50-mile circle there, you're going to have temperatures today 102 to 104 degrees. That's going to be the hot spot in the United States right there today. Now, let's take a look at the tropics, because guess what? We have got four, five systems floating around right now in the Atlantic Ocean, and a couple of them looks like they're not going to bother us. These are two new named storms. One is Peter. The other one is Rose. It looks like they're going to come across a little bit and make a hard right and go up into the middle of the Atlantic and just spin around up there. Of course, we've got another area that just dropped off Africa, which looks as if it could be something interesting. Don't know about that yet, but it's in the developing stages, so we'll see what happens. And it's down lower than Peter or Rose are, so we could have a system developing there, Kyle. And, of course, that'll be later in the week before we really know what to say about it.
Exactly right.
So, tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
All right, folks. Well, don't forget, when you're out in the highways and byways, going across the land, pull into the Pilot or Flying J near you. And by the way, if you go to pilotflyingj.com, you can use their locator option on their website to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. You can put in where you are generally, and it'll show you where they're at, so you can plan your trip accordingly. And when you go there, don't forget to join the Driver's Club, because as the captain's been telling you, you can get points on the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, the supplies that you buy, and you can use that anytime. And by the way, download the app as well, because that'll help you to track your points. And September continues to be Driver Appreciation Month, hashtag Thank a Trucker. If you join up through the app, you'll get special offers, gear offers, and free drinks, all kinds of great stuff. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right. Hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we're going to be coming right back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and do their IDs and all that stuff. But we will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. Don't go anywhere. This guy here is going to take us to break.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.